Welcome to this presentation, How to Master New Information Faster and Easier Than Ever Before, by Dan Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy is a popular professional speaker, addressing over 200,000 people a year, and frequently and repeatedly appearing on programs with former U.S. presidents, as well as international political leaders, General Colin Powell and General Norman Schwarzkopf, Larry King and Paul Harvey, entrepreneurial celebrities like Debbie Fields of Mrs. Fields Cookies, Jim McCann of 1-800-Flowers, sports stars like Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman, Coach Lou Holtz, and even entertainers like Bill Cosby, Christopher Reeve, and Johnny Cash. Dan is the author of 8 business books available in bookstores. He's also the co-author of Zero Resistance Selling, a psycho-cybernetics book. He's co-author of the new Psycho-Cybernetics audio program published by Nightingale Conant and the CEO of the Psycho-Cybernetics Foundation. Here is Dan Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Dan Kennedy, and I've been working in the field of success education for 20 years. Maybe you've read one of my books, like No Rules, 21 Giant Lies About Success, or seen me speak somewhere. In any case, on this tape, I have a very simple idea to sell you that can have enormous impact on your personal effectiveness in your career as well as in your personal life. How we use our time. That's a subject that has always fascinated me. For example, most Americans spend over 240 hours each year just commuting, going to and from their offices or other places of business. That comes from only a one-hour round-trip daily commute. Professional salespeople and many entrepreneurs spend even more time driving to and from appointments and meetings. I spend about 30 hours a year just commuting between my house and the airport. When you're talking about 240 hours in a year, that's more than the total classroom hours invested by the typical college student while getting his education. Sadly, most people squander all of this potentially useful time with the music or the babble of radio. You can be smarter about this. You see, this is the perfect opportunity to easily and conveniently acquire lots of valuable information and inspiring motivation by listening to audio cassettes. If you'll convert car time to classroom time, pick your instructors and topics on audio cassette tapes, you can gain a competitive advantage that 95% of the people are simply too lazy to grab. But that's not the main concept I wanted to talk with you about, although it's related. The ideas I want to discuss are called spaced repetition learning and automatic success programming. Psychologists' research and university studies provide abundant evidence that new information or ideas heard only once are certain to disappear in short order. One study demonstrated that new information heard once is at least 50% forgotten within 48 hours, 90% lost in 16 days without reinforcement. There are many reasons that our brains work like sieves and let all this information just slip away. One big reason is the workings of the conscious and subconscious minds. Your subconscious mind contains a magnificent computer, far more powerful than any man-made computer, with virtually unlimited storage, flawless memory, and instant recall. Your subconscious mind is a super powerful servant, able to marshal knowledge, ideas, resources, even attract resources to achieve whatever goal you properly program it to achieve. But there are a couple obstacles to your getting full benefit from your own subconscious mind. One is that you've never been taught how to communicate with it, how to program it. And if that interests you, I suggest starting with Dr. Maxwell Maltz's writings on this subject, beginning with his 30 million copy best-selling book, Psycho-Cybernetics. I'll tell you more about this later. The second challenge is the interference of the conscious mind. The conscious mind works as a guard to protect the subconscious mind from erroneous programming or input. You might view it as a window screen over a window. When some new unfamiliar idea bumps up against it, it is often repelled. To gain the conscious mind's understanding, acceptance, and admission to the subconscious requires patient, persistent repetition. You simply cannot expect to benefit from information you are exposed to only once. Let's say that you buy into the need for reinforcement via repetition for any skill you want to master or any attitude you want to develop. You are still not going to read the same book over and over and over again or go to the same class or seminar over and over and over again. However, you can painlessly listen to the same recorded message repeatedly and give your conscious mind an opportunity to accept the information and your subconscious mind an opportunity to absorb it. The audio cassette is the most valuable learning tool ever invented because of the convenience factor that makes repetition practical. Now here's the best part. Properly used, spaced repetition learning can implant whatever new information, attitudes, skills, or concepts you choose into your subconscious automatically with absolutely zero effort on your part. Zero effort learning. As an aside, a warning, spaced repetition will also implant ideas you do not deliberately or strategically choose. The process has impact whether used intentionally or allowed to work its magic by accident. Let me tell you about my earliest experiences with this. Very early, I used it just for rote memorization. It does have much more far-reaching applications, but memorizing using audio cassettes does demonstrate its power. I passed high school Latin with no study by recording the weekly vocabulary on an endless loop tape, like the kind that used to come in the old telephone answering machines, and letting it play all night while I slept. I played the tape Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, took the weekly quiz on Fridays, and got an A every single time. Unfortunately, I flunked the monthly tests because the tests required using the vocabulary in different tenses, and I didn't have the faintest idea how to do that. Just perfectly memorizing vocabulary did not provide the know-how to properly use it in conversation, so I pulled a C in the course. But I identified an opportunity to be further developed. Once in high school drama class, I was Yertle the Turtle in the Dr. Seuss book brought to life. Not a part you tend to brag about or put on your resume, but nevertheless, if you'll recall, everything in the Seuss books rhymes. I had to memorize those speeches perfectly. No room for ad-libbing, and I did it very easily with the audio tape. If you stop to think about it, you've had this happen accidentally. If you've ever realized that you have memorized the lyrics of a song without trying to, that was spaced repetition automatically implanting information into your subconscious mind. What happens by accident can be made to happen on purpose. So at its most basic level, anything that can be useful memorized can be memorized effortlessly simply by recording it on tape and letting it play over and over again, awake, while doing other things, or even while asleep. It's actually helpful for the conscious mind to be distracted by other activity or relaxed in rest so that the messages can get to the subconscious with less conscious mind interference or screening. Salespeople who want to learn scripts or answers to objections, speakers or actors who need to learn lines, the learning of foreign languages, these are all practical applications of this technique. In my 20 years of professional speaking, I've often used this to learn new speech material. But I discovered that spaced repetition learning has broader, more sophisticated, more exciting applications. It's not limited to just memorizing information. It can alter the attitudes that control your behavior. Most people's collections of attitudes about themselves and the world around them develop through accidental spaced repetition. What we heard repetitively from our parents, our teachers, the TV programs we watched, our closest friends. We did not carefully choose this input based on its helpful or unhelpful contributions to reaching our goals. But this combination and collection of repetitive input programmed the powerful subconscious mind. And much of this input was of the unhelpful variety. And it's still in there, governing your behavior long after it had any value, if in fact it ever did. Many psychologists will tell you that most of the programming we respond to as adults was implanted during very early, formative childhood years, and that it is irreversible. They are right about the first thing, but wrong about the second. There is ample evidence that people have the capability to reinvent themselves, to reprogram their subconscious minds, and outperform that early programming. You can carefully choose new input and reprogram the subconscious to achieve your current goals, by giving yourself the kind of attitudes, thoughts, and beliefs that somebody already living your goals possesses. You can also implant specific skill-related understanding through spaced repetition. You can create familiarity with the unfamiliar through spaced repetition. So if you are trying to become familiar with something that's new to you, maybe it's investing in real estate when you've never invested in property before. Maybe it's writing good advertising copy when you think you can't write. Maybe it's asking clients for referrals when that's very uncomfortable for you. Whatever it is, if you are trying to become familiar with something new to you, comfortable with something foreign to you, you can achieve that automatically with spaced repetition listening. Here's the promise. If you'll listen to the same carefully selected information that is important to you 21 times within 30 days, it'll penetrate and permeate your subconscious mind, and it will begin affecting your thinking, speaking, and actions, your behavior, in positive ways. It will be available for instant recall on demand. It will be part of you without you ever having to crack the book, ever having to work at learning. And you do not need to use dedicated time for this. Dedicated time means you have to pay attention and do only one thing. Reading a book requires dedicated time. Being in a seminar requires dedicated time. But listening to audio cassettes does not. You can listen while getting dressed, while commuting, while washing the car, cutting the grass, even while sleeping. Let me tell you one of the reasons this is so important, as it directly relates to you having received this tape along with some kind of new learning program. All around us, we see people eager to be better and do better. Huge quantities of fitness and health information, money-making opportunities, career information, relationship information, how-to-do-it information about every conceivable subject is sold every day. We are awash in such information. So why do so few people actually engineer real changes in their lives? Because they actually never get started. Most people who do what you have just done, avail themselves of some new collection or package or box of good how-to information, barely scratch at it before setting it aside and giving up on it or being distracted by something else. The box barely gets poked and then set aside for many reasons, mostly having to do with the information being unfamiliar and foreign, so it feels like it will be difficult or uncomfortable or too time-consuming to use it. We tend to quickly retreat to the familiar. Of course, you do not want to be one of these people who fail only because they never get started. So the trick is to familiarize yourself with the new territory, so your conscious mind's protective resistance dissipates, and you give yourself a legitimate chance to understand and accept new ideas, and then you are able to proceed with confidence. Give yourself this advantage by properly using the cassettes in your new learning program. Now here's what I've done for years and suggest to you. Go through at least one self-improvement program and one skill or knowledge development program every month. This means you'll probably invest $150 to $500, maybe more a month, several thousand dollars to $10,000 a year in audio cassette programs, maybe even two or three times that much, depending on how specialized or sophisticated the information products you choose are. And it means you'll listen for a couple of hours a day. I don't know if these money and time commitments sound reasonable to you or not. I can only tell you how I think about them. First, the money. Every successful company must devote a significant percentage of its revenue to research, development, and experimentation in order to get ahead and stay ahead. Even companies temporarily losing money with zero net income still must put money into research and development. I realized that when I was broke and had no income. I still had to invest in R&D. Otherwise, I would have stayed broke. Also, every highly successful person I've found or met or studied regularly and routinely invests in their own continuous learning and programming. The biggest mansions have the biggest libraries. The poorest homes may not have a book or an audio tape in sight, but they'll probably be a television. So I made a commitment to myself to have ongoing personal and knowledge improvement be a top priority. And I will flatly state The person who is resistant to investing in his own continuing education and self-improvement is going nowhere. As to the time, most of this could be done while you are doing other things, taking a daily walk outside or on the treadmill, driving, commuting. The time is really not an obstacle, although forming the habit of using certain blocks of time for this purpose may take a bit of discipline. If you happen to be starting from scratch and all this is brand new to you, then make a commitment that seems sensible to you, maybe 10 and 10. That's $10 a day and 10 minutes a day. Invest $10 a day, invest 10 minutes a day. Everybody can afford that, and everybody can do that. Let me make one last point about this. There's something that millionaires know about wealth that the majority of people do not know. Imagine if you could know the secret that makes millionaires rich and keeps them forging ahead, getting ever richer. The secret only they know, that is unknown to 99% of the population. What would you do if you discovered such a secret? Most people say they would jump on it and use it, but they're usually thinking about this secret being something like a source of insider stock tips. It's nothing like that at all. In my career, I've been very fortunate to be almost continually surrounded by high-income sales professionals and self-made millionaire and multi-millionaire entrepreneurs as clients and associates and peers. Young ones, old ones, men, women, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. I have been in their businesses and homes, traveled with them, dined with them, worked with them. And I have noticed that they all practice a particular approach toward information gathering and usage. These people all practice what I now call the principle of the slight edge. That means they are constantly, continually, aggressively looking for any idea or piece of information or insight or different perspective that will give them even the slightest advantage over a competitor or in their daily living. And the higher the person's income, the bigger his enterprise, the greater his fortune, or the more ambitious his plans, the greater the significance of even the tiniest of ideas. After all, a man earning $1 million a year gains $10,000 from a 1% idea. The man earning $10,000 a year gains only $100. However, these people began living this principle early and have continued for life. You see, success rarely results from one big breakthrough. It tends to be manufactured by stitching together a great number of little things. You too will be well advised to embrace the principle of the slight edge. A mentor of mine once gestured at an audio cassette package laying on his desk and said this to me: "Here's proof that people are right when they say life is unfair." It is. That package costs about $100 to buy, and that is a fair price for no one. For most people, it's an exorbitant and excessive sum, and they would be better off putting the $100 into a savings account to draw 3% or 4% interest and then going about their business, because if they buy this for $100, many won't listen to it. Of those that do, most will listen only once. Of those who listen once, few will so much as write down an idea or two. Of those who jot down anything, few will ever do anything as a result of it. And of those who do anything, few will stick to doing that thing long enough to derive any value. For them, $100 is a very unfair price. A dollar might be fairer. But for me, the $100 is such an obscenely small price to pay, it's as if I got it as a gift or stole it. Not because $100 is any less important to me than it is to anybody else, but because I am the rare person who will listen intently and repetitively and patiently, and even if 99% of everything I hear does not seem to apply, or is knowledge I already possess, I am the person who will find that one little thing somewhere in all that is said that I can build on, one worthy idea. And I am the even rarer person who will write that idea down and who will make certain to do something about it. For me, the $100 is not a fair price at all. The author has been given a tiny pittance by me in exchange for something that will put huge sums of money in my bank account or otherwise improve my life. Life is unfair. Now I'd like to suggest one specific resource. Earlier I mentioned Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. His original book of that title, still available and relevant today, has sold over 30 million copies worldwide, almost entirely by word-of-mouth promotion, one reader recommending it to another. Few how-to books, if any, can claim comparable, enduring popularity. There's a very simple reason why this is so. The concepts of psycho-cybernetics are enormously powerful. Psycho-cybernetics will guide you to a much deeper and better understanding of how your mind works so that you can use it more effectively. You might think of it as the owner's manual for the human mind. It will also reveal to you the single greatest secret of human achievement, self-image psychology. To put it in brief, your self-image within your subconscious mind regulates and limits what you can do. It works somewhat like a thermostat regulates temperature. A thermostat set at 70 degrees won't let the house get hotter than 70 or colder than 70. So, for example, a self-image set at $50,000 won't permit its owner to make more or less than that. A self-image set at, I can't resist fattening desserts, won't let its owner pass up a dessert within arm's reach, regardless of what that person tries to do consciously about losing weight. The good news, there are certain practical techniques for resetting that thermostat, reprogramming the self-image. This is exciting stuff with which I have a great deal of personal experience. Just for example, at one time I stuttered almost uncontrollably. Now I've enjoyed a career at the very top of the profession of public speaking, and I credit psycho-cybernetics with making that possible. So here's what I'd suggest. Go to the Psycho-Cybernetics Foundation's website at www.psychocybernetics.com and get some information about the books, the audio tapes, and the 12-week course that is available. If what we've been talking about on this tape interests you, this is the next step forward. Or if you prefer, you can find both the Psycho-Cybernetics books and a condensed audio program in most bookstores. At the same time, apply what we've discussed here to whatever audio program you just purchased that this tape came along with. If there is some kind of fast start guide with the program, it may suggest a specific order for listening to the audio tapes. If not, then just start with the first tape. You may want to go through them all once for an overview, but then stick with the first tape and listen to it at least 7 times in a relatively condensed period of time, preferably in less than 30 days. 21 times, better. Then do the same with tape number 2, and then tape number 3, and so on. You will get so much more value out of the program this way than from just a single listening, it will astound you. And if there's a tape in the program, or you make one for yourself with information from the program you want to memorize, by all means try your own sleep learning experiment. Get a tape player with automatic rewind and restart if you can, or record what you want to memorize a number of times on the longest tape you can buy, probably a 45-minute or 60-minute side. Stop at Radio Shack and get a pillow speaker or use headphones and turn the tape on each night and listen as you drift off to sleep. Do that 7 to 21 nights in a row with the same tape. I promise you'll be amazed at how you have effortlessly embedded that material and can easily recall it at any time. The invention of the Gutenberg press kicked off the information revolution that continues today. It made it possible to disseminate and distribute information to large numbers of people spread out over immense distances, economically and somewhat efficiently. Today, arguably, the Internet is doing that all over again, but in far greater magnitude, at much greater speed. We are constantly working to improve our communication with others, to do it faster, cheaper, easier. But the audio cassette used as a repetition learning tool supports a different kind of communication, communication with yourself. Be sure to use it and your own mental powers to the max. Thank you for listening.
For additional information about the author of this recording and his programs for sales professionals and entrepreneurs, visit dankennedy.com. For information about psycho-cybernetics, visit psychocybernetics.com. This tape is copyright protected, and reproduction in any form except by authorized licensees is strictly prohibited.